In 2016, Philadelphia passed its sugary beverage tax and promised to use the revenue to fund repairs to crumbling parks and rec centers in the city's most neglected neighborhoods. They call the plan the Rebuild Project. WHYY's Sammy Kayola reports now the city is facing a gun violence crisis and repairs are largely not done, leaving residents to question the city's investment in Black communities. She looks into delayed construction and what it means for public safety.
The first thing that caught my eye at Federal Square Playground in Fairhill was a stainless steel slide. I did a double take when I saw it.
Kids can't even slide on this because they're going to get a sunburn. You know, it's too hot. You know, they get burned. You get third degrees burn right here.
My tour guide, local resident Reggie Johnson, isn't wrong. Hot metal slides are widely regarded as a safety risk. It's why playgrounds have plastic slides now. The whole jungle gym here is metal. And at this point, it's mostly rust.
I've been here since I was a kid. I'm 33. This is just terrible. It's gotta be honest now, you know?
Johnson grew up across the street from this park, and he's been following the city's rebuild plans for the last 4 years. The new Federal Square will have a bright blue and green plastic playground with swings and climbing structures.
But never got no new improvements to it, and you know, it's gonna make everybody happy when they actually see how it goes.
This is not just about looks. A lot of Philadelphians think an up-to-date, frequently used park or rec center is less likely to be a target for violence.
You know, the seniors, that's what I'm talking about, and the young people just being together. And it always, 90% of the time, everything always go well.
It might take a while for Johnson's vision to be realized. Improvements under the city's rebuild project were delayed, first by litigation and then the COVID-19 pandemic. Construction has started at some sites, but only 9 of the 72 projects are complete, and many have a 1 to 2 year trajectory ahead. The rebuild team has spent about $65 million of the roughly $425 million set aside for the initiative. Rebuild Executive Director Kira Strong says things are going to pick up speed pretty soon here.
It's long overdue. The disinvestment, while the city really has struggled, of course, with a limited budget, it's coming. We want to get it right. It's going to be worth it. Stick with us. And, you know, it is on its way.
But people concerned about daily violence in their communities are getting frustrated with this process. Like Tyreek Glasgow, a Grays Ferry nonprofit director who recently wrote an op-ed about the city's failure to make needed repairs. I talked to him in June.
The process has taken years, you know, and we're talking about going into one of the most violent summers in our city history.
Glasgow says not having access to nearby Vair Recreation Center, which is closed because of an unsafe roof, has made it difficult for him to run food distribution programs and after-school activities that he thinks could save lives.
Every community has particular needs, and it seems like parks and recs, the school district, the libraries, they're not catering to the needs of this generation to provide that safe place for our children.
Rebuild staff say these projects just take time, especially with the city holding community engagement meetings to get resident input and finding local diverse contractors to partner with on construction. Meanwhile, public officials are putting a lot of hope in rec centers, raising them up as bastions of safety amidst unprecedented rates of gun homicide. Some studies show fixing up public spaces can lower crime. Here's Councilmember Curtis Jones last month. He referred to playgrounds and rec centers as sacred.
We have to send a clear signal to those who would do harm to themselves and others that don't do it here.
He was speaking at Shepherd Recreation Center. It's a rebuild site. It was the day after shooters fired 96 bullets near the basketball courts. 5 people were wounded.
We're putting $12 million to renovate this space. But what does it matter if we can't keep it safe?
Community members want to see more police patrolling near places where children play. They also want to see more staffing and longer rec center hours. But Rebuild can't fix that. It's just for capital improvement. And the Parks and Rec Department is still underfunded after decades of disinvestment and pandemic-era cuts. As for Rebuild, they're charging forward. Earlier this summer, they announced a big donation for the Francis Myers Rec Center in West Philly. They held a celebration and posed for a group photo holding one of those giant checks.
All righty, now we're going to look super excited and do something crazy in 3, 2, 1.
I asked Michaela and Malaya, they're both 7, about what changes they would make.
I want a big giant field where you can play around and put swings on it.
I want a water slide, and I want a water swing, and I want a fish.
When asked where the fish would live, the girls had no clear answer. Rebuild says they'll be hosting more ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings this fall as construction projects continue. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.